WTAW news time is 3 minutes after 7. The temperature is 70. An extended check of the weather follows the news. Presented by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria, 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, and at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office. I'm Bill Oliver. Flash flood warning continuing in Brazos County at least until 7:15. Rainfall at Eastward Airport since Harvey began through 6 o'clock this morning. Don't have the 7 o'clock update yet. But through 6 o'clock this morning overall, just more than 12.5 inches. Yesterday's rainfall at 7.5 inches. Since midnight at Easterwood, 1.5 inches. Thanks to a WTAW listener texting us, 979-695-1620. They live in the Steep Hollow area east of Bryan. They're reporting more than 2 inches of rain since midnight and more than 22 inches since all this began. Staff at the Brazos Community Operations Center went home overnight. Bryan Police, College Station Police, Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and DPS report no rescues or crashes. Two rescue calls in Brazos County yesterday, one resulting in a rescue of a horse who would not move out of rushing water along Carter's Creek near University and the freeway. Other call came from a motorist who stopped on the Elmo Whedon Road bridge over Wixon Creek east of Bryan. According to the Sheriff's Office, after first responders arrived, the motorist was able to drive away. Brazos Valley Red Cross Office reports 8 people spent the night at their shelter at Central Baptist Church. They were joined by 6 volunteers. Donations still being accepted at the Red Cross office on Boonville Road, only for bottled water and store-bought and sealed snacks. Those would be used by those at the shelter. No other donations being accepted at this time. Bryan police officer, one of two who rescued swimmers in distress at Lake Bryan Saturday night, BPD reports just before 6 p.m. Officer flagged down by a third person was with two Texas A&M students in their 20s. Officer provided emergency treatment until medical personnel arrived. The victims remain hospitalized in critical condition. The lake and park remain closed until further notice. Population of the Brazos County jails increased by 20%. Sheriff Chris Kirk reporting 144 inmates transferred last Thursday and Friday from Aransas County, that's Rockport, before Harvey blew in, adding 687 local prisoners. The combined total of 831 leaves the Brazos County jail with 256 spaces to reach capacity. WTAW News Time, 6 minutes after 7. The temperature is 70. News brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. A reminder to text us your rainfall reports, any pictures you want to share. Let us know, 979-695-1620. Detailed update of the weather coming up next on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
You have an office space.
Hello!
So how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture. And with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices. And you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch. Or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
Good morning, 707 News Talk 1620 WTAW. As we continue to watch Tropical Storm Harvey, let's talk to Rob. Where do we stand now, Rob?
Up, what? Let's see, 13.5 inches of rain. College Station is at 14 inches, Scott, and we've got a few spots to push now over 15 inches of rain from this storm. What's the good news? Well, the heaviest rain band has kind of shifted a little bit further to the north and east. It's now up across Lake Charles, Louisiana, then it stretches back across the Lufkin area, and then we are right on the cusp of some light to moderate rain. I still think by about 9 o'clock, that band is going to have the tendency to rotate in from the west. We may start to notice that the rainfall rates come up a bit. We've been pretty steady here since midnight, picking up a quarter of an inch an hour. I mean, it has been, you know, quarter an inch, 26 hundredths, since about 10 o'clock last night, and it really hasn't deviated from that. So we may notice that the rainfall rates start to approach more towards half an inch, just what we don't need. Harvey continues to rotate just above the Port O'Connor area. It's drifting off towards the east-southeast at 3 miles an hour, and likely will re-intensify a little bit if it can get its entire circulation back out over the Gulf of Mexico. The bad news is we're on the side where all the moisture is, the side, the west side of the storm. Not a lot of moisture since the air is blowing off the land, so we're not seeing much in the way of rain from Corpus Christi down towards Brownsville. But between Corpus Christi and the Lake Charles area, Louisiana, that's where we're seeing the showers and thunderstorms. And that's where we're going to continue to see them. We think by about Wednesday, Scott, the circulation will be up near Houston and Galveston, and then it just kind of dies out by Friday. So what will happen is we'll go from periods of steady rain today through tomorrow into scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday, and then they'll become less scattered for Friday. But I really don't see any tremendously dry weather developing anytime soon. So all the flooding issues that we're dealing with now, we're probably going to have to deal with them right through the end of the week, if not the weekend.
Well, it's certainly going to end up impacting the economy of this this portion of the state.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I would say probably the nation. One quarter of the oil in the country that's refined into gasoline is done in the Houston area.
Absolutely.
So this is certainly going to have an effect on gas prices across the country, as well as building supplies. I would imagine there are going to be tens of thousands of houses that are going to need repair work, new electrical, cars. You know, Detroit's been seeing car sales down. I got a feeling your part of the country is going to cause them to go up, because we're going to have tens of thousands of automobiles that have been, you know, damaged or destroyed because of the flooding.
Yep, and it'll take a while to wash out. All right, Rob, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you in about an hour.
You have it, Scott.
Okay, see you. All right, in the world of sports.
Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at how Tropical Storm Harvey's affecting the sports world. Some games and travel plans for teams around the state. The Aggie volleyball team went undefeated this weekend and took home a few awards from the Texas A&M Invitational. And a team from Texas made it to the Little League World Series championship game. We'll see how they fared against the international champion from Japan. All that and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And Scott, the flash flood warning now till 12:45.
All right, they moved it, which is not surprising.
Nope.
That,
nope.
That would happen. And Rob mentioned oil and gas companies have shut down about a quarter of their production in the Gulf of Mexico. ExxonMobil shut down the Houston area refinery. You heard the story on First News this morning, how the space station was flying over Harvey and they captured video and they wanted to send it down to Houston and there was nobody there to process it.
Oh, wow.
They had some people who were sheltering in place,
mm-hmm.
but that was it. It's kind of like they'd sent everybody home. Non-essential personnel had been sent home, so there was nobody available to process the video that they were shooting. All the other refineries in the Corpus Christi area are already closed. Texas refineries produce about 4.9 million barrels a day out of the more than 19 million barrels overall, according to the Energy Information Administration. As a result, prices for gasoline are expected to jump today. Some states could see that going to $3 a gallon. Well, 7-Eleven on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk joins us this morning. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Tell us a little bit about what the Sheriff's Office had to do in preparation before this storm came, what you had to do.
Well, we were certainly working through the EOC to pre-position some of our deputies at known low water crossings and then making a plan to sustain those type of operations through the extended operation.
And then, of course, nobody imagined that we'd have these kinds of numbers, so I'm sure you've still got personnel out in the county checking on roads that would not normally flood simply because of the massive water we've had.
That's true. We do have people still out there. 7 o'clock was a shift change for us, so I've got some folks that been up all night and then others that got a little rest and are back out there to make sure that we stay safe.
You know, I guess Sheriff Chris Kirk joining us this morning. I guess the other thing is there's not a real close end in sight. This looks like something that's going to continue to impact our area through the end of the week.
Right. We're planning on protracted response and, you know, kind of marshaling our resources to those areas that are needed. I think we just sent some people, a deputy down to 159 to look at the potential of that road being inundated. So, yeah, we still continue to monitor and respond.
That has to do, of course, with the weather and people being able to safely leave and go to their properties. Tell me what happens to the crime rate when we have a weather situation like this in the county?
You know, unfortunately, that continues. We've responded to a couple of burglaries and some domestic disturbances. You know, it really didn't increase to any alarming rate, but, you know, that does go on.
The other thing, I guess, also is that inmates had to be moved from coastal areas, and Brazos County has taken some of those people in.
Right. We have 144 Aransas County inmates in our facility. That's been a real challenge for us, but we've met that challenge and continue to help that county as they try to recover. Those inmates are adjusting, and I think they're all going well.
How does that happen inside that facility? Do you have common areas that just become more populated, or do they go into individual cells? How does that work?
You know, fortunately, we had bed space for them, and so we just asked them to send some of their own employees so that we could maintain the staffing ratio that the state requires. And we opened some dormitories that we were not using, and so we were able to assimilate them without much trouble.
Any special challenges that you see between now and the end of the week?
You know, we just hope it stops raining, and, you know, we all pray for that, and that we can then recover and get back to normal operations.
Absolutely. And so contact Sheriff's Office if you're out in the county and you need them as a first responder. We appreciate the time this morning, Sheriff.
No problem.
All right, thanks. Bye. Chris Kirk joining us this morning, 7:15. Let's see what else we got going on. Insurance companies. Oh, man. Think about how that's going to go on and on and on and on.
And on and on.
Yeah, this
and
stuff
on
takes
on.
A while.
Yeah, as Rob said, can't imagine how many cars that have not even been driven have had damage in them. And you'll hear the public service announcements. You know, be really careful. Let's find out the history of that vehicle. If it sounds like it's too good to be true, it just might be. Car dealers in Houston, we already know there's a lot of iron down there. And being able to protect them from this storm right now and then moving them out of there afterwards. I saw a video, I think it was on Channel 13 on Friday, where they had taken, or Saturday, they had taken the buses from Houston because their garages are so low and put them up on the elevated roads in Houston.
That was quite a sight.
Parked back
several
back
miles.
Yeah, miles and miles of buses.
Looks like they used the HOV lanes or something for that.
That they had to have them clearly elevated because of the situation that's gone on. And it just spectacular rainfall totals in Houston, and I'm sure everybody's seen videos that are out there. Again, the numbers that we've seen, and we'd like to get your numbers as well.
And we do have another one that send us an email, which you can do, news@wtaw.com.
Good.
Elmo Whedon Road area as of 6:30 this morning, 20 inches.
20 inches. All right. That's the first, I guess that's the first 20-inch report we've heard?
We had one in Castlegate.
Oh, okay.
And also we received one from Steep Hollow Circle at 22.13.
Wow.
And 2 inches since midnight.
It's amazing. All right, 7:16.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:17, and winds are up a little bit out of the north right now, gusting up to 32 miles an hour. And the flash flood watch, you said, warning has been extended until when?
12:45.
12:45.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Grand Champ Roofing builds and repairs roofs Texas tough to stand up to whatever Mother Nature throws at it. When Texas tough weather hits hard, Grand Champ Roofing is the only call you need to make. The best service team, best lifetime warranty, best prices. These things make Grand Champ Roofing Texas tough. It's not a tough decision, it's the right decision. Go with Grand Champ Roofing. We're Texas tough. Find us at GrandChampRoofing.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're going to talk to Jason Barfnick from the City of College Station, the City of Bryan, in just a minute, and then also Sammy Catalina, County Commissioner. I'm just going to say this on the radio. That way Sammy will know. Sammy, you can call me at 695-1620, 695-1620, and then Jason Barfnick joins us in just a moment as we talk about what has gone on at in the City of Bryan and preparations. We had mentioned earlier this morning that what had happened back in June with the high water of last year, and the City of Bryan made some changes within their system as to how the water moves through the city, has made probably the amount of water that we have received here in Bryan be able to be handled quite a bit better than it would have been in the past, because there were areas that where the flow did not move in quite as efficiently as it had before. So Dr. Jason Barfnick joining us this morning. Thanks for being with us. I know it's a busy time for you there at the municipal building this morning.
Yes, sir. Pretty busy.
Now, let's talk about the numbers as far as rain is concerned. We're hearing certainly generally rain totals in the teens, but we were just talking a moment ago, and you know, the city took some steps last year after some drainage problems that probably are paying benefits this time of year now.
Yeah, our streets and drainage department's been out clearing those box culverts and drainage ditches, making them a little wider to allow more conveyance of the water when we do get these kind of events, so it's helping.
Has there been any of the processes in the city that have not been able to operate because of the high water that we've had?
I'm not aware of any. Everything's kind of been at capacity. Wastewater plant's running at capacity, and most of our drainage systems have been pretty steady near capacity. And yesterday morning, some of the roads went underwater, but for the most part, everything's being handled at this point in time.
I know there's probably there will be failures in a system when you have this much rain, but I think everybody has to understand that probably it's been 800 years, I heard this morning, since Texas has gotten this kind of water. We presume this will never happen again in our lifetime. You just do the best you can.
We do the best we can. I think probably the most impactful is probably going to be the sewer system. We've probably had several backups. I think I've heard of one location that had water backed up into it. There are probably more out there. We just hadn't heard about them. But as far as the drainage system goes, you know, when everything goes down, we'll go and check the structural integrity of those systems and see how well they fared and see if anything needs to be repaired or not.
Now, going forward, I guess as far as trash and debris removal from people's homes, what kind of a schedule have you got set up for that this week?
Yeah, for today, due to the fact that we couldn't get to the landfill, we're not going to provide trash service today. So that service that was on Monday is going to run on Friday, and the brush and bulky service that was going to be picked up today won't be today. It will be on Saturday. We'll make a call today on whether Tuesday's route will be impacted. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to run those routes as normal.
Okay, and that'll be out on your website, and of course you'll push it out to all the media.
We will put it out on the website, and then we'll get a notification out and let the news media know that what we'll be doing on our schedule.
Anything unexpected happen?
No. We prepared pretty well. We had several crews that were on standby to come in and remove any trees that may have fallen. Luckily, we didn't have the kind of wind we were thinking that we might, and we didn't have many of those items that we needed to pick up. So we had, you know, we were overstaffed, overprepared, I guess, on that end, which was good.
Good.
We didn't have as many roads, you know, go under for a long period of time like we were expecting. In fact, we probably had fewer than we did back in May of 2016 when we had that tornado event and the large rain. Probably just because the intensity in a short period of time wasn't there. It's been kind of spread out over the several days we've had up to this point in time. But I think the Public Works staff has handled about 60 calls from Friday to this morning. So
And you have a central number where people can call if they have some sort of problem that y'all aren't aware of, right?
If you have something that we're not aware of, call 209-5900. That's 209-5900, our Public Works Call Center. And we'll get somebody out to address the situation if we can.
Jason Barfnik from the City of Bryan, thanks for the time this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. 724, News Talk 1620, WTAW, kind of continuing coverage of what the weather's doing. Let's head out and have a look at how things are going in the county. Sammy Catalina joins us this morning. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm just looking at some of the water.
Well, now you have more road, more county road than any of the other county commissioners. Any surprises that you're seeing historically? We already know that places like Grassboro Road, I hate to call that out, but that happens regularly.
We've got quite a few roads that normally flood just in a regular amount of rain. And, of course, with rain like we've got, now we've got a numerous amounts of roads that are underwater. And, our road and bridge department has worked with you today and
night. We're breaking up just a little bit, but let me do this now. Of course, folks know that you have a livestock company, but can we talk a little bit about agriculture and what that is going to hold for
sure.
The farmers and ranchers here for the weeks to come, really?
Well, the biggest problem that the farmers have right now is all their cotton was ready to come out and take. Some of them had already started. And I don't think very many of them in our part of the country have even got a quarter or halfway through. So you can imagine what 15, 20, 25 inches of rain is going to do to that cotton that's open. They'll lose it.
Well, and again, that's – go ahead.
And, of course, ranch-wise, that's one of the things that I did early this morning. I've got cattle in the river bottoms, in both river bottoms and also in the Brazos River, and we're trying to make sure that they're the high ground and safe and to get to where we can get. But it's pretty treacherous right now with this much water everywhere.
You lived here all your life. Have you seen anything like this before?
Never. Yeah. Never. I thought last year when we had all that rain that was something that I've never seen anything like this. I guess if you look for anything that's good out of it, Scott, we needed the rain. Of course, we never needed that much at one time, but the first 4 or 5 inches that we got, we didn't think it was going to be that bad because we were so dry that it just kind of soaked it up. But after that, now it's just all runoff. It's like trying to find a place to go. Like out at my house off of Democrat Road at Curtin, I've emptied our rain gauge holds 5 inches. And I've emptied it 3 times, and I've had about 16 or 17 inches altogether.
Well, and they're telling us
that's a lot of water.
And they're telling us it's going to make one more pass at us later this week after it goes back into the Gulf. And as you say, taking that livestock to high ground, it gets to be less and less high ground as the water keeps moving up.
Yeah, it really is. Luckily, we've got a little high ground on our places. But as you say, as this water continues, as the rain continues, it's just going to creep up. One thing, Scott, I'd ask people to really watch out for. This is new to a lot of people, this much water. And sometimes I saw some people do some stupid things yesterday and this morning. People really need to be aware of what's going on. They don't have any idea what this water and this much water can do to a vehicle and float it pretty quick. A perfect example is the Brazos Center. I hate to mention it, but, we have that creek that goes through there. We have a lot of water there, and part of the parking lot's underwater, and people are driving through it looking at it. I mean, and the water is swift. No sense in taking a chance just to look at some water. Turn the TV on if you want to look at water.
Yep, I think that that makes perfect sense, and I appreciate your really reaching that out. People need to know if there's no reason to be out of the house, don't be out of the house. Precinct 2 Commissioner Sammy Catalina, thanks for the time this morning, and be careful out there on the roads, all right?
You bet. Thanks, Scott.
All right, see you. 727 Rush Update right around the corner.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends August 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
How's this for Sanctuary City Outreach? New York City provides IDs for anybody who wants one, even if they are illegal immigrants. So now New York wants to destroy the documents that people use to apply for the IDs in order to keep the information from President Trump. Two members of the New York Assembly took the city to court to prevent them from destroying these documents. But last week, a state Supreme Court Justice, Philip Minardo, sided with the city. The judge said the personal documents could be destroyed. The decision is expected to be appealed. New York City's mayor, Bill de Blasio, hailed the ruling. He claims it'll protect the personal information of, get this, 1 million people in the city, and he vows to fight any appeal. Now, 16 years ago, a stone's throw away from City Hall, Islamic terrorists flew two hijacked planes into the World Trade Center. Afterward, we were told that law enforcement and intelligence services must connect the dots to avoid future attacks. Now we have liberal Democrats, including an out-of-control mayor, doing their best to destroy the very dots of 1 million people, all so they can pander to people here illegally and get their votes. It's beyond idiocy. It's lunacy, which means it's typical for today's Democrat Party. In other words, folks, it's what we always say it is. It's liberalism. You just better accept it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you travel for business, stop wasting time at the same old websites. Upside.com is the only one you need. Upside quickly and easily shows you the exact flights and hotels you want. You can buy them separately or bundle them together or even add a ride. And by bundling two or more selections, you save more and you get a bigger gift card to sites like Amazon and places like Home Depot every time you buy a business travel package. Plus, you keep all your airline miles, too. And Upside's expert navigators are available 24/7 via the phone and the web, giving you the VIP treatment to make sure all goes smoothly. And now when you use promo code USA, you are guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon gift card on your package purchase. That's code USA to get a $100 gift card. Upside.com, minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 28 minutes from 8. The temperature is 70. We remain in a flash flood warning until 1245. Extended look at the weather follows the news presented by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. I'm Bill Oliver. Rainfall at eastward airport since Harvey began through 7 o'clock this morning measures almost 13 inches. Yesterday's rainfall, 7.5 inches since midnight. Been another 1.75 inches. Brazos Valley Red Cross reports 8 people spent the night at their shelter at Central Baptist Church. They were joined by 6 volunteers. Donations also being accepted at the Red Cross office on Boonville Road in Bryan, of bottled water and store-bought and sealed snacks for those at the shelter. No other donations are being accepted at this time. Staff at the Brazos Community Operations Center were home overnight. Bryan Police, College Station Police, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and DPS all reported no rescues or crashes. There were two rescue calls in Brazos County yesterday. One resulted in a rescue of a horse who couldn't move out of rushing water along Carter's Creek near University and the freeway. The other call came from a motorist who stopped on the Elmo Whedon Road Bridge over Wixon Creek east of Bryan. According to the Sheriff's Office, after first responders arrived, the motorist was able to drive away. A Bryan police officer, one of two who rescued swimmers in distress at Lake Bryan Saturday night, BPD reporting an officer flagged down by a third person who was with two Texas A&M students in their 20s. Officer provided emergency treatment until medical personnel arrived. Victims remained hospitalized in critical condition. The lake and the park remain closed until further notice. There are no structural problems with the dam at Lake Somerville, the Burleson County Emergency Management Office reported. Water runoffs being caused by something called a small surface slide-off. But there is no hole in the dam. That's something that began as a rumor and was capitalized in a text message sent to those receiving alerts from Burleson County that it is a rumor. No classes today and tomorrow, Texas A&M at Blinn. No classes today at the Bryan and College Station school districts. Brazos County offices and courts closed today. College Station city offices, courts, and utility customer service closed today. All trash collection in College Station and Bryan postponed until further notice because of not being able to get into Twin Oaks landfill. City of Bryan municipal offices, municipal court, and BTU are open today. Neal Recreation Center, though, closed today. Fixed routes for the Brazos Transit District buses will not start today until noon. City of College Station reports more than 12 inches of rain generated at least 100,000 gallons of wastewater, but that's leaked out of various locations. City's water system not threatened because there are no known domestic or public drinking water wells or surface water intakes within a half mile of the spills. Additional information about the spill, including precautionary measures, are on the city's website at cstx.gov. Cruise ship still stuck in the Gulf of Mexico thanks to Harvey. Passengers, including WTAW sports director Zach Taylor, we visited with him on Friday and said at the time the attitude among his fellow passengers, pretty good other than one thing.
You know, a little bit of frustration on their part that, you know, they want to get back home, obviously, and trying to get in touch with their bosses has been the big thing. You know, telling work, hey, you know, right now we're kind of in limbo. We don't know necessarily exactly what's going to happen. And then some people are hoping that it does take a couple of days because then maybe the bar will open up for free and they can take part in a little bit more. I mean, you are on a cruise ship, so that's the really nice part about it is it's not like you're stuck in some awful place. You can actually enjoy some of the things a little bit longer than was expected.
The limbo continues only because Harvey remains in limbo about when it will move out so that the ships can move in to Galveston. No inmates in multiple county jails along the Gulf Coast thanks to Hurricane Harvey. 144 inmates from Aransas County, that's Rockport, where the eye of Harvey went over this weekend. Those 144 inmates were moved to Bryan on Thursday night and Friday. Aransas County supervising their inmates and will pay Brazos County $54 a day per inmate for the same housing, food, and basic medical services given to the local detainees. With the out-of-town guests, the combined total of the jail population is now 831, still leaves the Brazos County Jail 256 spaces to reach capacity. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 8. The temperature is 70. News presented by Brazos County Bank. Text us your rainfall amounts, your other information to us, 979-695-1620. More news at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Grand Champ Roofing builds and repairs roofs Texas tough to stand up to whatever Mother Nature throws at it. When Texas tough weather hits hard, Grand Champ Roofing is the only call you need to make. The best service team, best lifetime warranty, best prices. These things make Grand Champ Roofing Texas tough. It's not a tough decision, it's the right decision. Go with Grand Champ Roofing. We're Texas tough. Find us at grandchamproofing.com.
7:41, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We've had quite a bit of rainfall now, over 14 inches for most of the area, and it will continue to fall heavily at times. Flash flood warnings remain in effect, 75 to 80. Rain and thunderstorms night, some of the downpours heavy, 70 to 75. Rain and thunderstorms tomorrow, again, there could be heavy downpours. Highs tomorrow afternoon, 75 to 80. Showers, thunderstorms, they'll move through on Wednesday, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at how Tropical Storm Harvey's affecting some of those games and travel plans for teams around the state. An Alabama football player finds himself in the hospital just days before the team opens their 2017 season. And not sure if you heard about this little fight that happened this weekend. We'll take a look at how all the drama unfolded in Vegas on Saturday night. All that and more coming up in sports.
All right. College Station City Manager Kelly Templin joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Tell us how things are unfolding in your city. What's the state of the city right now in your view?
Actually, we've fared surprisingly well. Actually, I shouldn't be surprised, but with the amount of rainfall that we've received and the time span that we've received it, I'm very pleasantly surprised at how well everything is performed as far as our drainage is concerned. But we've been running crews 24/7 to be sure that any inundated street, you know, is barricaded. We haven't had many of those, and we've had some that are, you know, inundated at particular times, so we'll put barricades out, remove them later. But our drainage has performed very well. We're monitoring the wastewater system. When you have an event like this, you know, they're always running at maximum capacity. And police and fire have been absolutely extraordinary. We have a lot of people that have fled the Houston area that are staying with us, and that's resulted in a lot of calls to our paramedics.
Well, and the other thing is this event is going to continue for another 4 days or so. While the rain may change a little bit, there's still a lot of runoff that's going to have to be handled.
Right, and to tell you the truth, again, it looks like we're going to fare pretty well in this. I want everybody to keep in mind that all of this stuff has to run off, and it's going to go to the Brazos, and it's all going south. And our friends and neighbors in the south are really taking a beating down there, and they're a long way from out from you having a good night's sleep down there. I really feel for them.
Well, and you actually spent time there. You were in Seabrook, city manager there, before you came here most recently, so certainly you know a lot of the players down there.
That's right. I was actually on the phone with the mayor of Seabrook last night, an old friend of mine, and the city manager and assistant city manager there. They've got a great team down there. They're going to do well, but this is absolutely an extraordinary event. I was there for Ike, and the interesting thing about Ike is we had a terrible storm surge, but not a lot of rain, and it was a low, I guess, a low Category 2 hurricane. So, you know, they didn't really suffer the wind event, but the rainfall has flooded everything. And, you know, they're right there where all that stormwater has to drain to the very end into the bay. So everything that falls on us is eventually going to reach them. And so they've got a long haul.
Now, has there been any damage to city facilities or anything, vehicles or anything like that you've heard of?
No. We've come out pretty well. We've had a number of accidents as a result of the heavy rainfall Saturday and Sunday, not to our equipment, to others. We've responded to those, but what we will have to do is, you know, when this event is over, it's not really over for us, because we're going to have to go back and check for the integrity of a lot of our drainage structures. We're going to have to look at everything that might have been affected. Scott, I don't know if you saw the event that took place in Rosenberg, where a road was undermined and completely collapsed yesterday. So that's, we're going to have to do a lot of assessment after the fact, but we're holding our own and doing very well.
Brush and bulky pickup and trash, how are those schedules going to be affected?
We're not able to pick those up today. You know, we're going to still remove any debris that is affecting a drainage structure, of course, but the trash pickup is going to be delayed. Monday pickups will be delayed till Friday, and that's because Twin Oaks landfill is inaccessible currently. Mm-hmm. It's cut off both ways, so we're going to delay Monday pickups to Friday.
Well, there you are. Then it's and again, as you say, the massive amount of rain, epic proportions. But because it's come as it has, at least for now, we're seeking the high ground where we can find it.
Yeah, and of course, I'm just glued to the news, as I'm sure you are.
Yep.
But watching the folks down in Houston take care of each other, looking at the folks that are headed that direction to take care of our neighbors down there, I was contacted by my professional group, the Texas City Managers Association, to organize relief efforts for folks in the Houston area and, of course, around the Rockport area. But folks in Texas are pulling together like we always do, and we'll come out of this. It's just, it's a long haul.
It is. Kelly Templin, the city manager, thanks for a few minutes this morning.
Yes, sir.
All right,
take care.
Thanks, bye. 7:46, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Remind you, the schools are closed. A&M is closed today and tomorrow. School districts, Brian. And have we got College Station for Tuesday yet, or do we know?
Neither district for Tuesday, okay. But Blinn and A&M closed today and tomorrow.
Okay, and again, of course, surrounding school districts as well.
And I should mention that I'm making a reference that classes are canceled. There's a lot of things, particularly at A&M, that are going on, and you can go to A&M's website and social media and find out what is operating today. But classes are canceled.
You know, Sheriff Kirk said it this morning. Also, Commissioner Catalina, if you don't have to be out on the road, don't do that. If you do, the website is called drivetexas.org, drivetexas.org. And you go in there, and that's the Texas Department of Transportation. They show you every place in the state where they're might be any problems that you need to be aware
as
of.
As applies to the highways,
yes,
and the FM roads and so forth.
So that that takes care of that. The surface streets, I already know.
And the county blacktopped and so forth. Check with your individual county.
There you are. 7:47 before the top of the hour, we'll talk to the folks over at BTU.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Bedice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Sometimes I feel like I'm trying to cram more and more into shorter periods of time. Part of it is just the culture around me. Technology never stops creating ways for us to do more in less time. I've even talked to people who admit they get a rush from answering emails while they're talking on the phone and scanning social media all at the same time. Just when you think our world can't go any faster, somehow it does. A little multitasking can make the day more efficient. But beyond that, we're just wearing ourselves out. Not only is too much not good for us, but it interferes with our relationships with our kids. Wired Magazine reports that mobile users check their smartphones an average of 150 times a day. That's once every 6.5 minutes. That attachment to technology leaves a lot of children competing for their parents' time and attention. How many kids have tried to talk to their parents only to get a distracted, in return? Mom or dad weren't really listening because they were too busy reading emails or texting someone. Children will only learn that they matter when their parents look away from their phones or tablets long enough to truly listen. Multitasking can make you more efficient at work, but parenting isn't about efficiency. It's about presence. Whenever possible, disconnect from your electronic world and connect with your child's world. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788. 888-852-4788. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Chelsea Reber with your sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Freshman setter Camille Connor earned tournament MVP honors after leading the Texas A&M volleyball team to their own Texas A&M Invitational title with victories over Sam Houston State and Virginia Commonwealth University this weekend. Senior outside hitter Kiara McGee earned the tournament's Best Attacker Award, and freshman middle blocker McKenna Patterson received Best Blocker accolades as the Aggies improved to 2-0 and posted their second consecutive sweep. The Aggies are back home this weekend and play host to two of the top teams in the country, Penn State and the defending national champions, Stanford. Aggie fans are reminded the Kevin Sumlin radio show is scheduled to start tonight. The show is Monday evenings from 7 to 8 at Rudy's Barbecue. As of now, the show is still on. We'll keep you updated. If you can't make it out to Rudy's, listen here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Floyd Mayweather will retire a perfect 50-0 after beating UFC champion Conor McGregor in the 10th round Saturday night. The most unusual mega fight in years went longer and was more competitive than many expected. Brian McCann tripled with the bases loaded in the eighth inning, helping the Houston Astros to a 7-5 victory over the Los Angeles Angels. Here's McCann after the game speaking about the devastation in Houston.
I mean, it really is tough. I mean, our thoughts and prayers are with the people in the city of Houston. I mean, it's this is not good. I mean, you see pictures. It's devastating. You just pray for everybody's safety.
The Astros improved to 79-51 with that win and remain at the top of the American League West. A.J. Griffin gave up back-to-back home runs to his former team in the second inning and retired only 10 batters as the Oakland Athletics beat the Texas Rangers 8-3 to complete a three-game sweep. Now, the Astros and the Rangers will not travel to Houston as planned after their games in California because of Harvey. Both will fly to Dallas while a decision is made on the three-game series scheduled to start Tuesday. Texans starting quarterback Tom Savage struggled to move Houston's offense. His popular backup first-round draft choice Deshaun Watson also struggling against the Saints' defense. Here's Coach Bill O'Brien.
Didn't coach well or play well on offense tonight. You know, so we got a lot of ground to make up there. Too many penalties, legal formations, 12 men in a huddle twice, delay a game. It was bad ball, so I have to do a better job, and we all have to do a better job offensively. We will. We'll do a better job.
An interception by Damian Swan and multiple sacks highlighted a defensive performance that lifted New Orleans to a 13-0 preseason victory Saturday night. Dallas linebacker Anthony Hitchens broke a bone in his right knee in a preseason game against Oakland and is likely to miss at least 8 weeks. The Cowboys feared the injury was worse after Hitchens went to the ground clutching the knee in the final seconds of the second quarter in a 24-20 win over the Raiders. And the Dallas Cowboys announced on their website that the Houston Texans will practice at their facility, the Star, this week because of Harvey. The Texans are hoping to return to Houston as soon as possible. I'm Chelsea Reber, and that's your sports update. Here's Kevin O'Connor.
Time now for the deal of the day, and it is a 2016 Ford Taurus SE, the V6 automatic, one owner. It's black. Low miles, too, only 15,000. You can pick this up for $18,994 at Team of Navasota. Team Ford of Navasota, located on Highway 6 in Navasota, of course, right next to Sioux Falls Prater. Or you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:55. We'll talk to Gary Miller in just a minute.
Want to be cool in a cool car? Then get your car's air conditioner fixed at Pete's Auto Care. Pete's Auto Care is a state-of-the-art facility for auto repair and maintenance. And the guys at Pete's are fast, friendly, honest, and just plain good at car repairs. So be cool in a cool car this summer. Get your car's air conditioner running like a champ. Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Blinn College.
About five
Pete's
minutes,
Auto Care.
5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Gary Miller joins us this morning, General Manager of BTU. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Doing well.
Well, let's talk a little bit. First of all, in preparation, when you knew that we were going to get some precipitation, how do you mobilize a BTU for that?
Well, we have all of our managers get together in an all hands meeting to determine, you know, what steps need to be taken. We make sure that we've got plenty of supplies across the system. Warehouse is active. Accounting is got purchase orders in place. So we just do a lot of things a couple of days before the fact, as soon as we know anyway, and make sure that everybody's ready and everybody's going to be on call and ready to go.
Every storm is different. I guess it's fair to say when you hear hurricane, you think winds, but in this case, wind has not been the biggest concern for you?
It is not, although it has been a little bit of a problem for us. Really, it's been the trees falling, but due to the wetness of the ground, it has really been our problems this weekend.
And because that's been the problem, chances are, as the week goes on, we're going to see more caused by that?
I think it's very possible. Right now, we're sort of at a lull, knock on wood. We're doing very well with respect to the number of outages that we see out there right now. But you're right. It could very well continue for a few days.
None of this weather has done anything to impact your generation?
Well, it has not. The weather hasn't. We have had some generation issues, but not weather related.
Okay. Now, And this is normally a network where your guys will go to other parts of the state as needed. Other people will come here. But because this is so widespread, is everybody pretty well having to stay home?
Well, the southern utilities definitely are having to stay home. The northern utilities, I have seen some activity where some of the utilities up in North Texas are sending crews down to help. We haven't asked for help or haven't been able to provide help to others, obviously because of our situation. But we're pretty much standing pat. But I have seen activity where others are helping each other out, which is pretty standard practice in the industry.
Gary Miller from BTU, if your lights go out, then you may not have an opportunity, for instance, to be able to call people because of your landline, but they can call. Generally, because of your metering system, you'll know if there's an outage, right?
That's correct. We absolutely do know anytime an outage occurs. We are encouraging customers to not call for that reason, although it is okay to call, but we are encouraging customers not to call because our system is now set up such that we do know whenever any individual residence or commercial property is out of service.
And likewise, you have a website where people could go to track it, right?
We do, and the btutilities.com has the outage site, which shows exactly what we're experiencing right now as far as number of outages, number of people that are out, and it really is pretty interesting to watch and see exactly where all of our outages are occurring.
Any surprising trend that you see?
No, not really. I mean, it was steady throughout the weekend. We had our crews out there all weekend long, night and day, and it was interesting in that we didn't have a lot of outages occur at one time, but we did have steady number of outages occur throughout the weekend.
Well, hope you guys and gals stay safe, and I appreciate you updating us, and we may chat with you later on this week as well.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
That's Gary Miller. He's the general manager of BTU. All right, the weather, I think you pretty well know. We've got some watches and warnings that will continue until noon as far as the flash flood watch is concerned, and as far as the temps are concerned, going to be what we've been used to, and that's about 75 or so. It's 76 right now as we approach 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station Bryan. Send us your rainfall totals. You can also send pictures to us, too, at 979-695-1620. WTAW College Station Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.